Task 71, Individual Response. 1. Question. At what age do you think it is okay to leave a child home alone? Answer. I think the age of 11 is fine. I think 11-year-old children are capable of looking after themselves and younger brothers and sisters if necessary, as long as they are taught not to do dangerous things like cooking. If 11-year-olds are not capable of staying at home alone, then their parents need to teach them how to be independent. Perhaps some parents baby their children and don't teach them how to be self-sufficient. I learned to look after my younger brother when I was about 7 or 8. I could easily have stayed at home alone with him at that age for a few hours without my parents needing to worry, but they didn't let me do that until I was 11 just to be safe. I don't think children under about 7 years old should ever be left at home for any reason. They just wouldn't know what to do if something went wrong. Perhaps they wouldn't even be big enough to open the gate if there was a fire. Thank you. Number 2. Do you think taxpayer dollars should be used to subsidize child care for low-income families? Yes, I think this is a very good use of taxpayer dollars, and I think the existing programs should be improved and expanded. I realize the government is trying to do something about the problem while keeping spending down, but doing more would improve safety in the home, reduce stress for working parents, and allow more women to contribute to the economy. And it doesn't have to cost that much. I like the idea of the government's Neighborhood Support Child Care Project, which depends on volunteers to look after neighborhood children. This gives everyone a chance to contribute when they have time, and gives people who have recently moved to Hong Kong a chance to get to know other people in the neighborhood. I think we need more good ideas like that. If the government could change them from a voluntary basis to a minimum pay basis, that would be even better, and still keep costs down. With a large number of primary schools having closed and many secondary schools starting to close, finding space for childcare centers should not be a great problem. It would be nice if these closed schools could be used to provide quality, low-cost, or even no-cost childcare services for all parents who want them. Thank you. Task 72, Individual Response 1. Question. How would your life change if there were no personal computers? Answer. My life would change quite a bit if there were no personal computers. I depend on the computer a lot for both my schoolwork and for communication with my friends and relatives. For my schoolwork, I use a computer to organize my notes efficiently, adding to them, changing them, and reorganizing them constantly. I use the computer to do internet research for projects and to present the information in an attractive way. I also use the internet to check my homework assignments on the school website and to ask my teachers questions about problems I'm having in their subjects. The computer is also an important part of my social life. I use it daily to talk with my friends and classmates, as well as my relatives who are living overseas. I even leave my parents' Facebook messages, even though we're living in the same house. I also set up a spreadsheet on MS Excel to help my parents keep track of household and educational expenses. Finally, I use my computer and the internet to watch movies, listen to music, and play video games. I find that is a good way to release stress. Yes, my life would change a lot for the worse without my personal computer. Thank you. Number 2. Question. Do you have any grandparents that use the computer? Answer. I have only one grandparent who uses the computer. My brother showed my maternal grandmother how to use email and how to search for information using a search engine. So she now belongs to a couple of online groups of people with the same interests as her. She's pretty slow at typing, but she has lots of time, so she doesn't really care how long it takes her to type a message. She gets quite a few emails a day from both online acquaintances and family, so the computer and internet have turned out to be quite useful for her. My other grandparents hardly use the computer at all and seem to be quite proud of the fact. When they have urgent messages, they prefer to send a fax rather than email. However, my paternal grandparents do have a computer and internet connection at home, so if we send a message, we can phone them to be sure they check their email. but aside from the occasional email, they have no use for the computer. They like to do things the old-fashioned way. Thank you. Task 73. Individual response 1. Question. Do you think your teachers have a good work-life balance? Answer. Some teachers do. At least I think they do. They seem to go home at 4 p.m. each day, and they don't seem to carry much work home with them. I know that some of them have hobbies and other activities they are very interested in. But I think it depends on the subject. Most teachers have a very poor work-life balance. They spend long hours in the staff room after school marking, and they take work home with them every evening and weekend. They have so much marking and lesson planning to do, along with meetings and extracurricular activities to supervise, that I doubt they have a chance to develop outside interests. I think this is unhealthy for them, their families, and their students. It must be stressful, and that can be bad for their health. It can also affect their relationship with their family members and students, which will result in more stress. But I don't blame those teachers. They usually have no choice. If they want to be teachers in Hong Kong, this is what they have to do. The Education Bureau and their principals require them to do a lot of administrative work in addition to their regular teaching duties. It would be better for everyone if teachers' workload could be reduced a bit. Thank you. Question 2. Why do you think Hong Kong people work so hard? Answer. I think Hong Kong people have no choice but to work hard. Hong Kong has basically no natural resources. The workforce in many other places is just as well educated. So what do we have to offer but hard work? If we work hard, our productivity increases, and this helps make up for lower wages in other places. Another reason is that hard work and long hours are what is expected by almost all companies in the private sector. If you aren't willing to do that in Hong Kong, I don't think many employers will want you, unless you are very efficient. Even staff in many government departments are often required to work overtime. My mother, for example, works for the government and often has to work overtime, almost every day at certain times of the year. Also, we are trained to work hard from primary school, preparing for tests and exams, and doing hours of homework every day, so we're used to it and expect to work hard in our careers. So part of it is training, part of it is expectations, and part of it is having to compete in this era of globalization. Thank you.